Think it's recording now.
Same thing that was up before, but okay.
Yeah. All right.
If not, I'll leave this.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, if not, leave it up here.
Okay.
Okay.
Just, so my wife calls, answer.
No problem. Okay. Adav Heyam Advais. We still hadn't figured out where the Mufna was, and then we have just this last line in the Gemara. Ella, kulhu mi shatnez nafka. That's what we left off last time. In the end, it's all learned mishatnez. It's not so clear what all learned from shatnez meant, right? The last havmin is that the word shatnez is mufne. But then we said, no, we need the word shatnez for shua tovi venos. So, what is kulhu mi shatnez nafka? So what Rashi says is, right? Kulu mishatnez nafka. Kulu mishatnez nafka means from shatnez we learn shua tovi v'noz and mufne. Exactly how does that work? Rashi explains the ilaf nu ilachud lechlosilas klayim tzemer pishtim. If it just meant for mufne, it could have said klayim. The fact is, Shatnez also teaches Shua Tov V'noz, as Tosos and everyone else in the world points out, that's very difficult because, fine, it's not only there for Mufne, it's also there for Shua Tov V'noz. Maybe it's only there for Shua Tov V'noz. Where's the Mufne? Mufne has to be extra. We need it for Shua Tov V'noz. So that Rashi is a big tzarech iyun. I cannot justify the Rashi. So Tosos gives a slightly better pshat. And Tosos says that same thing. Sure, if you told the nose, me the long sib kilayim. But how do we know it's mufne? Not so clear. Tosva says, also all learned from shatnez. We learned shua tovi the nose, me the long sib kilayim. And we learn mufne, me the long sib shua tovi the nose. Right, so it can't only come from mufne, because then it would have said kilayim. But it can't only become a shua tovi v'noz, because then it could have said the word shua tovi v'noz. Like, just say what you mean and mean what you say. Why did the Torah have to say it in a weird way of shatnez instead of shua tovi v'noz? That's the hint of mufne. This Tosfos is a little better, because he explains how we can learn two things from one pasuk, but it's still very difficult. Tosfos Rush and others point this out, because the mufne is actually, the Torah wrote it in a shorter form than it should have. Since the Torah wrote it shorter, we say that's mufne. The shortening is extra to teach us to make this smuchin. It's a little funny. Usually mufne has to be an extra lengthening. Usually mufne means the Torah wrote extra letters or words. Here, the Torah skipped letters or words to teach us mufne. What it means that mufne means it did something weird that didn't have to be done. So that's an extra weirdness by saying shatnez that Shua Tovi V'noz. So that's the mufne, but it's a little dacha, because usually mufne should mean actual extra words, and not just an extra shortening of a word. In the Tosfos Maharam, he says a different shot. Tosfos Maharam says, shatnez, the halah is mufne. He says, no, it didn't mean the shatnez of losilva shatnez semro kishtim yafka. That's talking not mufne, you need that. But shatnez, the levisha, that's for Shua Tovi V'noz. The shatnez of Imkitetse is totally used up for Shua Tovi V'noz. But why does it need to be shatnez in Parshas Kedoshim? Beg Klein shatnez lo yale alecha. It could have said Beg Klein lo yale alecha. And we would have known that it means Shua Tovi V'noz. Because if Levisha is only usher in Shua Tovi V'noz, for sure Halah is only usher in Shua Tovi V'noz. Didn't need to say shatnez twice. Because we could have learned that if Levisha is only usher, if it meets certain requirements, Kal v'chomer Halah is only usher if it meets certain requirements, that's extra. Okay, here's this mamish, an extra word. The only problem with the Pshat of Tosfos Maharam, Rabbeinu Peretz, whatever they call it, is that the extra word is not written near Tzitzis. It's written in Parshas Kedoshim. Vayuvegi klaim shatnez lo yale alecha, which is not next to Tzitzis. Levisha is next to Tzitzis. So that's why it's also a little dachuk. So, it seems to be the best pshat is the pshat of Rabbeinu Chananel, which is brought down in all the other Rishonim, the Rabban and the Rashi and the Ritva and Tosfos Rashi. Right? Rabbeinu Chananel says, right, this is the only pshat that doesn't have any weakness. He says, Kula Mishatnes Nafke is not referring to the Mufne. It doesn't say Shatnes is Mufne. It just says Kula Mishatnes Nafke. What does he mean, Kula Mishatnes Nafke? He says, from Shatnes we learn two things. We learn Shua Tov even knows, and we learn the concept of Chibur. That two things we talk can learn from Shatnes. So it's a big, we don't know exactly how we learn them from Shatnes. One shot is that if Shua Tov knows and it has to be Shua Tov knows together, then obviously it has to be attached. Or maybe just the word Shatnes means attachment. But from the word Shatnes, not we learn the Mufne, the Smuchin. From the word Shatnes, we learn Shua Tov knows. And also, since Shatnes means togetherness, we learn since Shatnes means togetherness, we also learn that it has to be attached. If so, kula means what we thought we're learning from yachta, and what we thought we're learning from shatnez, both comes from shatnez. If so, then the word yachta is mufne. You don't need yachta to teach us shtei tchifos, says the Rabbeinu Chananel, because you know from shatnez they have to be attached. That's a nose, they have to be woven together. Or maybe it's even pshat in the word shatnez, they have to be attached. Different, we should interpret the rach differently. Either pshat in the word shatnez, they have to be attached, or the word Shuat knows, as we saw in the Chakir yesterday, if you say not like a rain of time, then Shuat Tov knows means has to be attached. Therefore, Yachta was Mufne, and that's definitely the cleanest way to read the Sugya. Now the Gemara has finished. We have a Mufne. We still don't know Machlokes Rishonim whether the Mufne is Shatnez or the Mufne is Yachta, right? Three Pshat and Shatnez, but they're all weak. One Pshat of Yachta, but it's stronger. But now we have a Mufne. Now we know Smuch, we know Asei Dochol Sase. Now the Gemara goes on to the next question, which is Ashlan Dase Sei Dochol Sase Greda. Right, we started in Gimel and Beis two questions. A, who says a Seidoch Losas in the first place? And B, who says a Seidoch Losas Yishbo Karis? So why do we need a Lehav? So now that we've proven a Seidoch Losas, we still haven't proven that a Seidoch Losas she Yishbo Karis. So the Itzra Echalei LeMesra, the Chi Tema, so the first one is Nelef Mimila. No, Malo Mila Shkinech Zola Shol Shdei Bri, so it's more Chomer, so you can't learn from it. Mila Doch Shabbos, but Mila is more Chomer. Mi Pesach, Korban Pesach, Dota Shabbos.
We were just wondering, there are balances on Daf Dalet that, like, we can't say a pericha from tzitzis that's shkula k'neged kalatara because, like, tzitzis and agarata, and you can't say a pericha from that.
So why is Shlosh Sefrisos better than shkula k'neged kalamitzvos? Unless... It might have been Dayak in the Lashon of the Ramban in order to do this. Yeah, and so I think his point is that what he says there is that shkula can call mitzvahs, he takes to mean the matan tzchar. And we don't know matan tzchar and shul mitzvah, so you can't use that as a pircha. He doesn't say because that's a philosophical thing. He says because you can't know matan tzchar and shul mitzvahs, and therefore you can't really take literally this idea of shkula can call mitzvahs. Because before said so we don't know matan tzchar and shul mitzvahs. That's in terms of the tzchar. So in the you can't bring a raya from the fact you get more tzchar from bris mitzvah, but here they don't say because of the tzchar. They say because it's a 13-fold bris. So a bris is apparently different than a schar. We don't know the schar of the mitzvot, but we know that there's such thing as a bris with Hashem. So apparently that we can use. That's what you have to say. Then we make a very specific exception. Okay, so the Gemara says, mi Pesach, malo Pesach, shekin karis. The Asei also has karis in Pesach. Mi tamid, malo tamid, shekin tadir. Right? Tadr is also a chomer we know in many places. So mechadul asya tesi mitarti. No, mehay tesi. Mi milo pesach we can't learn shekain karis. Mi pesach v'tamid we can't learn to the shtarach gavoa. It's karbanos.
Mila b'tamu, we can't learn shekin yeshin olf the adibur. Mila and tamu are more chomer. Because they were around before Matan Torah, Mila we know from Lech Lecha, and Tamid is only works leaving on the Amar Ola Shekri Yisrael, but Midbar Oles Tamid Hu. That, remember it says in Parsha Mishpatim, right? There's everyone forgets about it because they're all distracted by Parsha Yisrael. But at the end of Parsha Mishpatim, there's more details about the whole Mahmud of Matan Torah, and it says Vayishlach Tarev Bnei Yisrael Vayalu Olos Vayizbechuz Ocheshlo Hashem Parim. Right? So what kind of Ola was it? So it's a machlokes tanaim where there was an olas tamid, or there was an olas re'iya, because you know it was like kavos peishchina, like an yantiv, better than an yantiv. So if you hold it was an olas tamid, that was before Matan Torah. So even don't pay any attention to any book and book of Bakra. That was before Matan Torah, and therefore Mila and Tamar are both yeshno lifnei hadibur. The Gra points out very cleverly that the whole brisa we're trying to answer up is the brisa of Beis Hillel. Because later on in the Mishnah, we'll see that Beis Shammai doesn't even hold from the Isser of Tzaros. Only Beis Hillel has this whole idea of Tzaros. So only Beis Hillel has this brisa. And Beis Hillel is Taka, the ones who hold, the ones who hold in Chagiga, that the Olas Shekri Yisrael Bamidbar Olas Tamidu. Beis Shammai holds Olas Re'iyah. So therefore, it actually makes perfect sense that we have to say that we're going on leaving on Amar Olas Shekivi Shalvamid or Olas Tamidu, because we're going from the Beis Hillel, not the Beis Hillel hold. That's our the Gra right on the side here. Very clever. But since it's Gra, it's clever and pshat. The Vekulu Namish Ken Yeshnan Lif Ne Hadibur, right? So the Percha for all three together. Mila was obviously Ne Hadibur. Pesach, look in the beginning of Shmos, play Hadibur. And Tamid, according to Beis Hillel, was Lif Ne Hadibur. Sorry. So we have to give up on that angle. Just interestingly, Tosus gets into a big dechak here. Dermasal Mikulhu. Tosus asks, hold on a second. Pesach Milan Tamar with Nehadibur, but what about Musafin? Right? Musafin are Docha Shabbos, that we know. And Musafin are only after the Dibur. No one thinks. Now, anyone brought a carbon Musaf before Har Sinai? Or, you know, some of the other special carbonos that we have on Yom Tovim. So Tosos answers with a big chiddush, and most the many Rishonim write like Tosos. Tosos says it must be that all Musafs are also Tadir. If it comes once a year, that's Tadir. That's very Tadir. It comes every year. Tosos has a very expanded notion of Tadir, that anything that comes annually, he calls Tadir. You know, Shnei Lechem, that's Tadir. It comes every year. Musaf of Yom Kippur, Tadir, comes every year. That's a big expansion of the concept of tadir. Apparently, what Tosus means by tadir is not that it's common, but that it is regular. Although that gets a little tricky, because the meal is not regular, right? So he has to say that, no, tadir means that like it has to happen at least once in a while. And Mila babies have to be born, Musafim have to come, as opposed to Yibam, which doesn't have to happen too often. Doesn't ever have to happen. But that's a big chiddush. The Me'iri says a little differently. There are a number of Rishonim, if you look through all over Shas, who hold that Musafs are not Tadir. But how do you explain our sugya, right? Why can't we learn from Musaf? So the Me'iri says, because the Tzvid and Musafin are all one unit. Musafin are also Yeshnol Fnei Adibur. Why are Musafin Yeshnol Fnei Adibur? Because Musafin and Tzvidim are one framework. And therefore, since that framework existed, Lifnei Adibur, that counts as Yeshnol Fnei Adibur. Basically, Lifnei Adibur, they only had a chance to bring Tamid. But Tamid and Musaf is one general type of mitzvah. And therefore, if any part of it was Lifnei Adibur, it was all Lifnei Adibur. There seems to be an interesting two-way machlokes in Tosus and the Me'iri here, which we won't go into now. A, Tosus thinks anything that comes annually is Tadir. The Me'iri says, no way. For Tadir, it has to be very common. B, the Me'iri thinks Tamid and Musaf are one big mitzvah, while Tosus apparently thinks that they are individual mitzvahs. Okay, we're not going to be mining that
out. Just one would have to be careful, because then you start including as things that you say they're tundra, they should be docha, chagigot, and all the other things that carbon novo.
That is a very good ha'ara. According to Tosos, anything that happens once a year, we should really allow to anything that happens once. According to Me'iri, you're good. You're not going to find anything else that was lifnei deeper and start saying docha shabbos. According to Tosos, anything that happens at least once a year should be docha shabbos, which would be, you know, you might be able to get to, I'm not sure what they would be, but you might be able to get some conclusions out of them. Again, you think of Chagiga, etc., if there are specific psukim dealing with that. But yeah, in Akanami, Tosos is a big Chiddush. Okay, so I think the Meir's Chiddush is a little smaller than Tosos, but who's right? You know, Eilav Eilav. Now the Gemara gets into the main discussion you're going to have from here for the next almost blot. Ela Itzrich, why do you need a lel? Sapeh, I mean, it takes me kibbut of a aim. Right? De Tanya, Yochli kibbut of aim, for Shabbos. Tam alomer ishimov vithirov isham, so saite shmoru kulchem chayavim. Kulchem chayavim bichvodi. Right, so that's the Brisa. Right, the Brisa says, right, ishimov vithirov isham, so saite shmoru. That means kulchem chayavim bichvodi. So kibbut of aim is not docha Shabbos. Exactly how do they know from this Brisa that kibbut of aim is not docha Shabbos? What part of this brisa means kibbut of aim is not docha Shabbos? What's Tosfos Shita? Tosfos says ani Hashem, and sorry, if it's ani Hashem, it's ani Hashem. You have to listen to me. But if you remember back, and your bodies weren't there, but if you remember back 3,300 years ago, Hashem said Zachar Shomer Shemah Shabbos, but he also said Kavod Shemichas Mecha. So isn't it both ani Hashem? So Tosfos has two explanations here, right? Either he says, no, Ani Hashem, it's obviously more Kavod Hashem to keep Shabbos because it testifies that he created the world. It's not just the Stam Mitzvah. Or says, Ani Hashem means don't have Moor for someone else. And says, Zed Ishimo Vivtiro, Hashem. So it's like Yishmoru, Ani Hashem is not coming to say don't have Shmira. It's coming to say don't have Yira from someone else. I'm Hashem, I'm the only power. Don't fear anyone else as much. So therefore, it's obviously coming to negate Ishimov Vivtiro, because Ani Hashem is always taking what it's saying, don't have Yira for someone else. So that's two pshatim. Either Ani Hashem, because Shabbos is made on the nature of God, and everything else is just a mitzvah of God, or Ani Hashem means don't fear someone else, and of the emos, the ones who you are told to have Mora. So it's limiting their Mora. Fine. That's the Tosfos pshat. The Ramban has a different pshat here. He says that, no, it's because it says not from Ani Hashem, so it's a Shmoru, Shabsai to Shmoru. Shmira means to never violate, to not make exceptions. Therefore, Aviv Yitiro, but you can have exceptions. But Shabsai to Shmoru, Shmira means no exceptions, so therefore it means that Shabbos beats Kibud of Vaim. What? No, it means in the context of this pasuk, don't make exceptions. Meaning, don't make exceptions for Mora, Kibbut of Aim. Or in the next pasuk, right, so it's like Shmor Mikdash Yiro, don't make exceptions for Binyan Mikdash. Right, it doesn't mean in general. It means in the local context. Okay, now the Mai La, Dharmale, Shkotli, Bashali, the time of the customer, Rahana, Shazadde, Shmor, Halav, Hachidachi, right, Mestama, Shabbos means regular Chol Shabbos, doing Malacha, which is Chayv Kares. So that shows, don't. Kibbut of Aim is not Docha Shabbos Chayv Kares. But otherwise, right, if not for this pasuk, Kibbut of Aim, Asei would be Docha Losasa Shishbo Kares. Docha, no, lo, lav de Mechamer. No, maybe it's not referring to Losasa Shishbo Kares, it's referring to Losasa Dab Kares, which is Mechamer Acher Behemto, right, Chazal Darshan, that Losasa Kom Locha, right, so far we don't know anything but Behemto, but it says, Atal Vincha Vitecha Abdel Chazal Shor Chavach Amor Chavach Alventecha. You know, different formulations, different psukim. So that means that you shouldn't even make your animal work on Shabbos. Mechamer Acher Behemto means literally, Mechamer is donkey driving. The lav dafka the donkey. Means you like, you know, beat your animal or lead it and make it carry burdens on Shabbos. So, and that is a lav, but since you didn't do a look yourself, you are not a karis. So really, it just means that, really, there's no havamina that kibbut of aim would have been docha. Chol Shabbos ma'amish. No, just the having a say docha regular sase. Kamash one, it's not. Ava filo hachi lo dachi. But if so, that's teaching a say is not docha lo sase. El de kainu on the asi sevi docha lo sase, ligmi hachi lo lichi. So why do we think a say is always docha lo sase? Let's learn from a chamer that it's not docha lo sase. Vechi te mashani lav in Shabbos de chamir. And if you say no, it's only not docha a lav of Shabbos. Because Shabbos, even the regular lav parts of Shabbos are more chamer. No, v'hatan ba'al mokoy v'loka parach. But we know that the Tanoim in general compare this pasuk of Shabbos to other Yisurim, and don't think Shabbos is more chamer. Tanya Yochel Orvim Litama Oshem Ola Tachshu Yochel Ishmo Tama Lo Yishevam Yitzibra Yishev Sosai Tzimor Kulchem Chayavin Bech Vodi. Right, the Bryce says, your father tells you to do Tumas Kohenim for him, or to not do Hashavas Aveda, to violate Usuchel Asalim, that the same pasuk of Shabbos we can extrapolate from Shabbos to Tumas Kohanim and Hashavas Aveda, and therefore we see that Shabbos is not different fundamentally from other lavim. So, if it's moved, so now it can't be talking about Mechamer, because then we would learn that all other lavim Aseinu Doko Lo Sase. So it must be talking about Chol Shabbos, and now we know why you would think Aseh is Doko Lo Sase Yishlo Kars. The answer is no, Igla Mifrach. Should the Mishum the Igla Mifrach, the Malahanach Chikin Hefshar Mitzvah, which we'll come back to in a few moments. But first, just to try and get pshat in the Gemara, right? This line in the Gemara that you showed and point out is a little backwards from everything we said until now, and many things we're going to say afterwards, right? Until now, when we dealt with tzitzis, we dealt with mitzora hakafas harosh, we dealt with mila, we dealt with pesach, we dealt with tamid. What was the assumption always? That if we find one example, what does that prove about the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula?
It's going to be the opposite.
No, until now we've assumed it's going to be the same, right? If tzitzis is doka shatnez, then all I say is doka losase. Right? If taras mitzora is doka kavza rosh, then all I say doka losase. If taras mitzora is doka nazir, then all I say is doka losase vase, until you find a pircha. If Mila is Doka Shabbos, then all it says are Doka Losas Yisroel Karis. If Pesach and Tavar are Doka Shabbos, all it says is Doka Losas Yisroel Karis. That's the rule of Binyanav. Until now, when you work with the normal rule of Binyanav, right? You go to shul in the morning, that's the only rule you say, right? With Binyanav and Kasav Echad, right? You extrapolate. If you find one example, you extrapolate. All of a sudden, in this Davka line in the Gemara, we're reversing ourselves and we're saying, no, if you find one line, what's the line? Kibbutz Av Eim is not Doka until Shabbos. So instead of extrapolating, and so too, every essay is not Doka Losashi Yishbo Karis, we make a diuk of the opposite. Say, Akibra Ve'im is not Doka Shabbos, but otherwise essay is Doka Losashi Yishbo Karis. So why all of a sudden are we changing our tune, and instead of extrapolating that it's the same in Kol HaTorah Kula, being Medayik that it's the opposite in Kol HaTorah Kula? So that's the obvious question in the Gemara. The mainstream approach is that given by Tosfos here. What does Tosfos say? What makes this pasuk different than all the previous pasukim? That all the previous pasukim we extrapolated from, and this adrab we indict the opposite from. You don't have to tell me Tosfos. You can just tell me how you understood the Gemara. Right? How did you sleep last night? Right? Okay, fair. All right. But I don't know if this is why. So what does Tosfos say? Dibur maskal taima. Taima because we're interested in the Gemara lav avidachi. Perush, d'mehachi alfinon b'alma dachi. Right? Here, we learn that b'alma is dochi. Why? D'lo itzir chachal amichtav d'lo dachi. Because it's not necessary to write what the Pasuk wrote, that lo dachi, meaning all the Pasukim until now of Mitzora and Tzitzis and Mila and Tamid and Pesach were all telling us things that we needed to know. We didn't know that it was Docha until that Pasuk told us. So if it tells us something we need to know, then it's true. Make a binyanav. That's the normal rule of the Torah. When the Torah tells us something that we need to know, then the Torah is telling us something. When the Torah tells us something, make a binyanav. Only this pasuk is different because the Torah is telling us something that we didn't need to know. Why would the Torah tell us something we didn't need to know? That goes against the most fundamental rule of drush, which is, right, some people call it omni-significance, right? The most fundamental rule of drush is not any of the midos that anyone says the Torah is addressed by him, because it's too obvious, is that everything in the Torah is there for a reason, right? So, why would the Torah tell us something if we already knew it? So it must be not to tell it to us, because we already knew it. And not to tell it to us to make a binyan out, because we already knew that also. So it can't be telling us, Torah can't be telling us, Kibbutz Av Eim is not Docha Chol Shabbos, and neither is any other essay Docha Chol Shabbos. Because we knew that already. We already knew that an essay is not Docha Chol Shabbos or Sheish Bokaris. That's the whole assumption in Gemara. That but until you have a Makar, essay is not Docha Chol Shabbos or Sheish Bokaris. So why would the Torah tell us something we knew already? It must be, then already we get into the realm of drush. The Torah is telling us something we knew already. It must be not to tell us that we knew. Must be to be merami that other cases are different. That's the principle of Tosfos. When the Torah tells us something we knew already, That's a regular binyan av. When the Torah tells us something that we don't know, that's a regular binyan av. When the Torah tells us something we already know, then that's meant as a remez diuk to learn the opposite in all other cases. That's what he says, right? Right, so he says that because it was already obvious that Kibbutz Rabbim is not Docha Shabbos. Why? Because there's no Mokker. There is Docha Shabbos. We can't learn from Tzitzis because Shabbos has Kareis. We can't learn from Mila, Pesach, and Tumim because, as we know from later in the Gemara, Kibbutz Rabbim is Hechsher Mitzvah. Now, with that many other Hechsher Mitzvah, not Docha Shabbos, like Binyan, Beis HaMikdash, and Havaris Bas Kohen. So Tosus, and this is what most Rishonim say, that Tosos and most of the other Shonim say that in the other cases it needed to say the din, and therefore we make a binyan av. But in our case, kibud av va'em, eino docha Shabbos, right? It didn't need to say it. It's a yitr lashon, and therefore there's a diuk that in other cases, din is the opposite. That's just pasuk shat in Tosfos. Now, one thing that works out very nicely for Tosfos is, even within Kibbutz Rabbeim, what do we say? Only in this case it's not Docha, other cases it would be. And then the Gemara says, no, it's talking about Lav de Mechamer. Then once we get to Lav de Mechamer, do we still medayik the opposite about other cases, or do we say, let's make a binyan av to other cases? Why do we get to Mechamer? Do we go back to binyan av? Works out very nicely. When we say lav de machamer, that's a regular lav. Now it's something the Torah needed to tell us. Say a lav, a say is not doch a regular lav. That's something the Torah needed to tell us. And therefore, you would make a binyan av. I mean, in the end, we don't, because we say she can't have shir mitzvah, but the Gemara asks, the Gemara's hav means to make a binyan av. So it works out very nicely for Tosfos. Everything until now was necessary to say she made a binyan av. If Kibbutz Rabbeim is not Docha Lav de Mechamer, that's also a necessary chiddush to tell us. So it makes a binyan av, but Kibbutz Rabbeim not being Docha Shabbos, we already knew. Why did the Torah tell us something we already knew? Not to tell that to us, it must be to make a chiddush that other cases are different. That's shot in Tosos. There's one or two things that he then has to be a little nidchak on to defend this shot, because what's the basic shot? Is that when it comes to Kibbutz Rabbeim not being Docha Shabbos, we already knew that. It says, there's one or two things you need to deal with. If we already knew that, why does it say, Yochel ye Kibbutz Rabbeim Docha Shabbos? What does the Bryce say? Yochel would be Docha Shabbos if we already know that it's not. So he says, the Bryce is Lav Dafka. It doesn't really mean we think it's Docha Shabbos. It's just saying that as a way of introducing the train of thought. Just like making a Socratic dialogue or something out of it. You know, you want to always, whenever you learn something, you want to put a yachl first to make sure that it's clear what you're coming to say. But they don't really mean the yachl is lav dafka. We never would have thought it was Docha Shabbos. Everyone knows that it's not Docha Shabbos. So that's the first question that he has to answer, right? That's what he asks himself. He says, "V'hadik tani yachl yikivra in Docha Shabbos, mash di lav grav mina didachi lav dafka." It doesn't mean you would have thought that. It means theoretically, if you might have thought that. Then it goes to a few other questions. Just one question we'll skip to because we should tie it into what we said before. There's two toasts in here. This one and Dimrasel Nigmar that tie into our discussion before. But Ina said, "Dochel as I say." The Gemara toasts at the end of the daf. Im tomar kati Israel kugufa yitzak lehemino ho v'hukash vodim l'kvodim makom lebchi k'dam rusof el mitzios. Toast has an interesting question. What do you mean we didn't need to say it, right? What's he saying? There's no havamina of Docha Shabbos, right? How can you say there's no hav mina kibud eimus docha Shabbos? The Gemara in Bava Metzia says, what's the hav mina kibud eimus docha lava say? Right? What's the hav mina? You should listen to your father and not return an aveda. Don't you violate a lava and not say? Saying no, the hav is a kibud eim would be docha lava say because hukash fodim kvodam akum. So it's better and it has more power to be docha. So why isn't there hav mina hukash fodim kvodam akum it's docha Shabbos? So Tosas gives an interesting answer. Basically, what Tosas has to end up saying is that, you know, hukash kvodam likvod hamakom, right? It's a havamina to be doche alav va'asei, but is not a havamina to be doche alosase sheyesh vokaris. Why would it be a havmina docha lava say, but not a havmina to be docha losasa sheish bokaris? Like mehechitesi. If it's a havmina of mordechia power, then could be a havmina of it. We're just talking about havminas. Could it be a havmina of mordechia power? And if it's not a havmina, it's not. So obviously you have to say Tosus holds like who and not whom. Like the Ritva and not Tosus and Kiddushin. Our Tosus holds like the Ritva and not Tosus and Kiddushin. Now, what's, remember the Chakira. Why is Asei not Docha Lava Asei? Is it because it's Docha Lav just not the Asei? Or is it because a Lava Asei is a more Chomer Lav? If a Lav and Asei is a more Chomer Lav, then it would be the same as Lav Sheish Bokaris. If you have a Havni that's Docha Chomer Lav, you have a Havni that's Docha Chomer Lav. Then this wouldn't make any sense. Right? But this wouldn't make any sense according to the Tosfos and Kiddushin. What do you mean? The Havni is Docha Chomer Lav. So there's a Havni that's Docha Chomer Lav. Rather, you can prove from here that Tosfos and Yevamos holds like the Ritva. That's pointed out by the Achronim, I think. That holds like the Ritva. Why is the Havmina Docha Lava Asei? Because really, it's Docha the Lav Mimela, and the Asei is Olim. Right? If the only reason not Docha Lava Asei, because it's Docha the Lav, but the two Aseis, my only the highest and the high Asei, then if the Asei is Hukash Lekvodamakum, it's Olim. Then I understand. Hukash Lekvodam Akum just makes it better than the other essay. It doesn't give it more power of Dechia. Just gives it, doesn't make it more Chomer. It just gives it more power than the other essay. So Tosa, I think, has to hold like the Ritva that Lav Asei is not a Chomer Lav. Then it should be the same as Lav Sheish Bokaris. Rather, Lav Asei, the Lav is gone. It's just Asei versus Asei. So that's easy. If it's Asei versus Asei, all you need is one Olim, one Hukash Lekvodam Akum, and it's Docha in the Havmina. But Losas Sheish Bokaris, no. There's no Havmina, you'd be docha something very chomer. So I think that from here you can prove that Tosas Yevamos is not like Tosas in Kiddusha. Okay, we didn't send it earlier because I wanted to wait till we got here, but that should be, hyperlinked back to our discussion on Daf Hey Amud Aleph. Okay, maybe we'll leave the Tosas for now. That's the derech of Tosas. There's one or two other drachim to explain this. This Gemara, why we act so strangely. Here the Ramban didn't like this. The Ramban didn't like this chat. The Ramban said, no, Taka, he doesn't agree with Tosfos. There's always a Havmina to say, I say, is Docha. Right? Because the Gemara says later, the Havmina of Mali Chomer Rav and Mali Chomer Zutra. Yeah, I say it can be Docha one Chomer, it can be Docha another Chomer. There's always a Havmina to say it can be Docha. He doesn't like Tosfos' approach. The Ramban says, there's always a havamina for an assay to be docha. It's not that you don't need to tell us not docha Shabbos. No, Taka, there is a havamina that it should be docha Shabbos. Because if it's docha one kind of lav, it could be docha another kind of lav. That's what the Gemara says later on Dav Zayin and Aleph. Rather, so according to Ramban, why, in all the cases in Talmud, do we make a binyan av? But here, we bedayik that the opposite is true in Kol Torah Kula. What's the Ramban's pshat?
It's specifically stated.
It's a nice idea, but that's not what the Ramban says. I mean, you can find it from the Ramban if you want. What? Which different rascal are you in? So what does it say? The Ikel Meimar. I'm not finding the one you said.
One, you've almost got the
Yeah, I found the Dibur Maschil. Right. Okay. Okay, so what does he mean by that?
I assume that's what he
means. Okay. I think this let's see what he's saying. The other cases, you had one example. You had one example, tzitzis, doch a claim, that's one example, say, doch lo sase. In the Havdiyah, tzitzis didn't work, so Hataras Betzora was doch a hakav zarosh, that's one example. Right? Mila is one example. Pesach is also one example. In the why is Mila and Pesach just one example? Because Mila is an example of something that has 13 brisos and not Tzorach Gavoa, and Pesach is an example of something Tzorach Gavoa, not 13 brisos, and Talmud is an example of something Tadir. There's only one example of each principle. There's one example of the principle. What's the rule when you have one example of the principle? Then you make a binyan av. But what's going on in our sugya? When we say kibud of va'im eino docha Shabbos, which means that eina se docha lo sasa shish bakaris. So how many examples do we have of eina se docha lo sasa shish bakaris? We have kibud of va'im and aleha, right? And yibam varayus. So he says, we have two examples of Ein Asei Doche Lo Sase Sheyesh Bo Karis. What are the two examples? Kibud Avaim and Yibam. Right? Allah teaches us Yibam is not Doche and Lo Sase Sheyesh Bo Karis, and Kibud Avaim is not Doche Lo Sase Sheyesh Bo Karis. So, says the Ramban, if we have two examples, we have two redundant examples of the principle. Now, I know you'll tell me in the end you can find it's not redundant, there's a difference between them. Fine, in the end, it's not going to work out. But at the very least, in the Havdiyah, you think, we have two psukim that say, Ina se doch lo sase yishbo karis. Ah, what happens when you have two psukim? What's the principle? Shnei ksuvim v'bam kechad ein melamdin. That's what the Ramban says here. He says, v'ikal ameimer vaday, not that Dibur Maschil, but a little later, he says, here we are. The Yaviyesh Lefarsh Olam Kol Hecha Dechad Krahu Garminan Minei. Mahasu Dolochi Amalaman Dolochi. It's the one Pasuk Yer Garminan Minei. While Kido Shein Kibud Aveim, he says, Bezden Dolochi Dolochi, Ksiv Nami Aled Lobachi Dolochi, when Kibud Aveim says not Dolochi, and Aled also says not Dolochi, Havluk Shnei Ksum Bam Ke'echad Ve'ein Malam Nishlo Yitcha Elo She Yitcha. It's shneksum bam ke'echad, shneksum bam ke'echad. You don't learn from, the Ramban says, not only don't you learn from, you learn the opposite from. So he says, this is the concept of shnei kesuvim. Haba'im ke'echad, ein melamdim, ella ha'hefech. Right, that's what he says. The principle means, when two psukim come together, not only, you don't learn that they're true, adra, but you learn that the sum of the opposite is true, kaltar kula. This is the principal found in many places in Shas, right? And that's how the Ramban explains our sugya. Our sugya was, then, the piece that Morty's quoting, he just has to go back, it also works out very well. Why in Lav de Mechamer did they change their tune again? Right? Why in Lav de Mechamer do they start saying, let's make opinion Av? Because how many examples do you have where a say is not docha regular sasa? Only
one.
Only one, exactly. Only one example of Ein Asei Doche Lo Sase Greda. And therefore we say, let's make a binyan av until they decide Hechsher Mitzvah, so don't worry about it. So this is the Ramban. And then, okay, he has to just taich up. What does the Ramban have to taich up? He says, hold on a second. We're trying to figure out why you need Aleha. We're trying to figure out why you need Aleha, and the answer is because of Aleha. It's circular reasoning, right? The Gemara question, why do you need Aleha, right? Why do you need Aleha? Why would you think I say is Dovah L'Sasha Yishma Karis? The answer is, oh, you think I say Dovah L'Sasha Yishma Karis because of Aleha. So that's a little, it's a little circular. And that's what the piece that the Ramban says in Dav Hei Yom Beis, this gets very cheshveni. But he he says that he says the question is this: it's not really why you need Aleha. It is why do we choose to darshan Aleha about the real question is why do you choose to darshan Aleha to mean that it's not dochel when you could darshan Aleha on Daf Ches like Rebbe darshan for something else. So the answer is we choose the darshan Aleha to mean that here it's not docha, and in other places it is docha, because we already have Shabbos, and therefore we should darshan Aleha the same way we darshan in Shabbos society to Shmoru, and that's why we darshan Aleha that way. So it wasn't really a question like what would happen if not Aleha. The question is just, why do we darshan Aleha this way, and not for a totally different drasha? And the answer really is, we darshan Aleha this way, because we want to darshan in a way that's parallel to Shabbos society to Shmoru. And then it turns out, then Kol Torah Kula Aseis Dochel Osasa Sheish Bokaris. Okay, that's the Ramban. Now, I think what Morty wanted to say was something different. Am I correct?
Yeah.
The Rav wanted to say a different way, which is actually very, it's very beautiful. I'm not sure exactly how well it works. But what did you want to say? What did you want to say? That why? Right? Let's take three. Right? The Rav has a third shot. He says, actually, you could say, and even though it's not in the Rishonim, he says you could say it in the Rambam, he has a deep in the Rambam, that in all the other cases until now, you made a binyanav, right? But over here, when we said, ki b'av v'ein, ein o docha Shabbos, instead of making a binyan av, you made a diuk that kol ha-Torah kula is the opposite. Right? So why is that? Why all of a sudden do we change our tune? So, what's the shot?
There's a pasuk here. That's explicit.
What do you mean? Whenever there's a pasuk, we're supposed to make a binyan av, no? Isn't that what we do when we have explosive psukim? Make a binyan av? So the Rav dealt with an interesting lumdus. He made a chakira about the nature of this din of Shabsosai Tishmoru. Right? Of Kulchem Chayav Bichvodi. Right? It's a, what's a little funny about this drush of Kulchem Chayav Bichvodi? Right? What does the verse say? Kulchem Chayav Bichvodi. Is it really relevant that kulchem chayav bichvodi? Like, why not just say it's not docha? Right? I mean, who cares about kulchem chayav bichvodi? Asay is not docha Shabbos. Keep it away. It's not docha Shabbos. Like, I don't care what my father's chayav bichvod Hashem or not. I am not allowed to be docha Shabbos to serve my father. So what's pshat kulchem chayav bichvodi? So you could just say kulchem chayav bichvodi is an expression. All right, it's Tamei HaMitzvos. The Tamei HaMitzvos Kulchem Chayav Bichvodi. Or maybe you could say that, no, what's going on here is not a regular question of Dechiyah or not Dechiyah, but rather...
It doesn't exist.
What does that mean? Meaning there is no such thing as Kibbut of Va'im if he tells me to do an Avera. Because he is Chayav Bichvodi and he has no right to demand an Avera. There is no Hefi Timtzah of Kavod. There's no Mitzvah of Kavod at all. It's not that it's not Dochet. There's no kavod at all for him to ask for an aveira because he is kafuf to kvod shamayim, and therefore, if he asked for an aveira, he didn't ask for anything. That's not something he can ask for. So the Rav made the following chakira. He said, "What's the din of kulchem hayavin bichvodi?" One way to understand is that there is a mitzvah of kibud av, but it's not Docha Shabbos. Right? There's a mitzvah of Kibra, but not Docha Shabbos. Ein asei Docha losase b'chiyai gavna. Or he said no. He said no. What it means is
this is not called Kibun Av at all, because there is no such thing as Kibun Av that's against the Torah, because since he's chayiv in Kvod Hashem, anything he asks that's against Kvod Hashem is batal mevutal. It's not Kibun in the first place. There's no such thing as Kibun Av for something which he has no right to ask for. So the Rav made the following kakira: Is the Lima telling us that it's not doche, or is the Lima telling us that no? This is not a case of Kibud Av in the first place. This is not what Kibud Av means in the first place.
Is it Hutra or Dechuya?
No, but it's not. Yeah, right, here's the opposite, right. Is the, not does the Aseh make the Lav, but you're Dechuya. More like does the Lav make the Aseh, Dechuya, or Hutra. Correct, it's like the opposite, the backwards of that Hakira. Now, the Nafkamina, he said, was, what if you do it anyway, you at least become a mitzvah, maybe. It was the mitzvah b'chal shayit here, and a nafkamina might be for the case of the minchas chinuch. What does minchas chinuch say? Gam nired. This verse on the sheet. The kulchaim v'chvodi shayfim omelu av val tachzir shalosav negiv tona shem isbarchu emes kulchaim v'chvodi. What does minchas chinuch mechadesh nired? That. And this is also in the sheet of the Drisha, which is on the Makor sheet. He thinks that, no, Kulchem Bechvod is only if the father explicitly wants you to do an Avera. Aval ma'av mitzav lovi gozos gudom v'ira levno mitziya gamkein. But if it just happened to work out that you have an Avera, like you have to not return someone's wallet in order to bring your father dinner, the gozos for dinner. V'yala ben mutum mitzkibidav v'gam ha'seidim mitziya. And therefore, the son has to decide what's more important, keep it out of the Asayim Mitzia. Then lo shayach l'chul chayyam b'chvodi, hayinu d'am b'chuy v'chuli. Then it's not shayach l'chul chayyam b'chuli, when in chul chayyam b'chvodi. What did the father, never did anything with Son Hashem. The father wants gozlos, the father wants, duck for his entree, right? The father wants chicken. And it happens to be you have to do a lot to get the chicken. That's not, the father's not asked for something against the Torah, just have it to work out. That's a reasonable kibud. That's part of the kibud owed to a father. Just worked out that nebuch. What can you do? So this minchas chinuch says maybe that's not b'chol kul chayim b'chvodi, right? So the minchas chinuch says, he doesn't say that in such a lavish way, that this be an nafkamina of the hakira. If kul chayim b'chvodi means it's not doche, then even if the father didn't ask for an Aveira, it's still not Doche. But if it's because it's just Mufka from Kibun in the first place, then maybe you'll say the Minchas Chinuch and the Drisha. That only not Doche, it's only not Doche if the father asked for an Avira. That's Kulcha Chayim Bechvodi. The father can't ask to override Hashem. That's not Bechlal Kibud Av. It's not Bechlal Kibud Av that someone should be better than God. But if the father didn't ask him anything, it just turns out that that's the only way to get your father what he needs, then maybe it should be Docha. So that be... Now, at least... Still not, it should be Doche, right? But if it's coincidence, then it is Doche, right? At least it's Doche a Losasa. Now, if this Hakira is correct, one way of reading Kol Chayim Bechvodi is just it's teaching the rules of the Chiyah. That the assay of Kibud Av Aim is not Doche V'Lav. Or you could say, no, it's not teaching you the rules of the Chiyah. It's teaching you the principle that this is Mufka from Kibud Av Aim. Taki Kibud Av Aim could be Doche V'Lav. When would it, when wouldn't it? I don't know. You have to go through every case and see, what kind of Lav is it? What kind of assay is it? We have to figure out all the rules that apply to the circumstances. But really, Kibud Av Aim could be Doche V'Lav. Just your father can't ask you to do an Avira. Because of Kulcha Chayim Bechvodi.
So whatever he says, if he says something that's not making himself kafet to Kvod Hashem, then it doesn't exist. The Jerisha, yeah.
Is this like just the way he's presenting it, or just like the Hechikins in this specific case, is that there's no way to do that very like?
Right, so that's an interesting question. Meaning, you know, clearly if he says, go do an Avera, that's Kochayim Mechvodi, according to every side of Hakira. If he doesn't know anything, it just happens to work out that way, then maybe that's an Afrin in this Hakira. What if, like, he tells you to do something, but it's obvious that that's an Avera, just like he's not focusing on the Avera? Then I'm not sure. Different Afrin go different ways. But based on this Vart of the Minchas Chinuch doesn't think you should do this with the Vart. But based on this, you can answer a famous Kasha on the Rambam. And then we'll get back to our Sugya. What's the famous problem with the Rambam? The Rambam says in Hilchos Mamrim, what does the Rambam say in Hilchos Mamrim? That if your father tells you to do an Aveira, what should you do?
Not listen.
Why? Why shouldn't you listen? Kuchayam Mechvodi. About what kind of Aveira shouldn't you listen? Only really big Aveiras or any Aveiras? Even a small Aveira, even Durabana, right? What does the Rambam say? He says, right, whether it's Aseh or Lav, even the Drabbanon, Harizulu Yishmo, Shinemar Ishimo, Vitirovish, Shmoru Kulchem, Chayavim, Bechvodi. Right? Then you should not listen to him because Kulchem, Chayavim, Bechvodi. You should never listen to your father to go against him, to go against the halacha. Then, in the next halacha, he says, "Amlo aviv hashkeni mayim v'yesh biyado lasos mitzvah." What if your father tells you to give him water and you could also do a mitzvah? What should you do? Should you do the mitzvah or should you listen to your father? Then he says, "Okay, that depends on the circumstances." I mean, halacha you give, he's talking about coincidentally, if you serve your father, you'll be mivatel a mitzvah, right? But Yudbeis is not talking about coincidentally. Yudbeis is talking about your father purposely, knowingly tells you go against the halacha. Right, your gimel is your father wants water and there's also a mitzvah to do. So what should you do? All right, that's a different kasha. Right, that depends if it's efshal asal yechayim or not. Yudbeis is not telling you your father wants water and there's also a mitzvah. Your father tells you don't do a mitzvah. Not like your father wants water, but there's also a shofar to blow. No, your father tells you don't blow shofar. So if your father tells you don't blow shofar, then batal mevutal. If you agree with that diuk, then you can answer a kasha that bothered all the Rishonim. What bothered all the Rishonim? In Hilchos Gzeila Aveda Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Tes, the Rambam says, if, the only thing is, all right, let's see if you like it or not. The Rambam says, Gzeila Aveda Yud Aleph Yud Tes, if this is the Gemara in Bava Metzia. If your father tells you not to be machshav the aveda, ras aveda v'yamr lo aviv al tachsi rena, yachshav lo kamim yana. You should be machshav the aveda, not listen to your father. Shem keep my yavim nimtzav eishakim etzav eishal kavis avichos imecha kavis avichos sorry bital seishal sheif neshim ve'avra lo shukal esalim. You shouldn't listen to your father to be machshav the aveda because the aveda is a lav and an asay. So everyone asks the kasha: why does the Rambam need to say aveda is a lav and an asay? You shouldn't listen to your father even about just a lav, even just an asay, even an issur d'rabbanan. Right, why does the Rambam need to add that it's a lav and an asay? There's a general rule you should never listen to your father. Seems like a reasonable question. Right? How come the Rambam, Hilchos Aveda, has to say, oh, it's a lav and an asay? Just say, you never listen to your father to do an aveira. So, most achronim answer that, yeah, the Rambam is just like adding another point. He knows you never listen to your father. He's just adding, it's also a lav and an asay. So he's like adding something that's not really necessary. It's not necessary to say it's a lav and asay, but he's adding it anyway. Okay, could be. But the Drisha has a chiddush. The only thing is the Drisha has to make an okimta in the Rambam. Once you make an okimta in the Rambam, then the Drisha can explain it very nicely. What's the okimta he makes in the Rambam? Again, the Minchas Chinuch agrees with you, but doesn't make the okimta in the Rambam. What's the okimta you make in the Rambam? That Mamrim Vav Yudbeis. That's already a very mukhrach okimta. It's talking about where he tells you purposely to do an aveira. And then there's no having to listen to him. But gzeila va'aveda yud
Aleph, Yates, I think that's where it was, is where, no, coincidentally, you need to do an Aveira. That's the Chiddush of the Drisha. Again, it's a Chelkem, because the Rambam says your father told you not to master Aveira. So everyone else assumed, meant he told you on purpose not to master the Aveda, and the Rambam could have just said, Kul Chachayim Bechvodi, but he added that it's a Lava Asay. But the Drish says, no, it doesn't mean this is the Okemta. It doesn't mean that he told you don't be master Aveda. He told you to do something else, that's what the Rambam means. He told you to do something else instead of be master the Aveda. He told you to go bring him lunch. And someone's wallet is lying there on the street in Times Square, but he told you, go bring me lunch. He told you, you know, I'm very hungry. Bring me lunch right away. And someone's wallet's lying in the middle of Times Square. So that's the case. If you're willing to make the Okemta, then the Drisha says, ah, Pashat. In Hilchos Mamre, he told you to do an Aveira. Then, of course, you don't listen to him. Because, Kulchayim Bechvodi, there's no Kibbut Aveim here at all. In Hilchos Zeil Aveida, he didn't want you to do the Aveira. He didn't tell you to do the Aveira. He just ends up making you do the Aveira. You end up having to do an Aveira. If coincidentally you just end up having to do an Aveira, that's not Kol Chayim Bechvodi. That's how it could be Doche. The only reason it's not Doche is because Ein Aseh Doche Lo Saseh Vaseh. So the Drisha uses this to answer the Stira in the Rambam. How come in Hilchos Mamre it's never Doche? But in Zeil Aveida, it sounds like it would be Doche a lot, but it's not a lot Vaseh. Because he holds like side B of the Chakira that really Kibbut Aveim could be Doche a lot. That's what the Echronim explained. That based on the Drisha, really Kibbut Aveim could be Docha Alav if it was Alav greater. It's only not Docha Shabbos Aveim because Alav Vaseh, and it's only not Docha any Yisr if your father tells you on purpose, because then that's Mufka from the Gedder of Kibbud. That's the Chiddush of the Drisha. So just to summarize what we've said now, we've had, and the Drisha is somewhat of a Sheetz Yachid. We've had two approaches to understanding the concept of Kulchem Chayim Bechvodi. One is the more popular approach, not like the Minchas Chinuch and the Drisha. I think this is definitely the approach of Rove Poskim and how we would assume Lamaisa. Kulchayim Mechvodi means Kibbut Aveim is not Docha Averos. Zeo, it's not Docha Averos. However, the Minchas Chinuch and the Drisha Shita is that, no, really it is Docha Averos. At least some Averos. It's Docha Averos as much as any other essay is Docha Averos. It's Docha Averos as much as Sukkah Lulam and Tzitzis. Just, your father can't contradict Hashem. If your father contradicts Hashem, that's Mufka from Kibbud, because he's Chayiv Bechvodo. Your father can't contradict Hashem. Therefore, if your father contradicts Hashem, then there's no Kibbud. But if your father doesn't contradict Hashem, it just turns out you need to do an Aveira, then it might be Doche, it might not be Doche, and you have to be Ma'ayin in the Pratim. And that's how the Drisha, Minchas Chinuch doesn't think this is Pshat in the Rambam, but the Drisha makes Pshat in the Rambam. He adds an Okimta to Gzeil Aveda. Gzeil Aveda was coincidental, but Mamrim was purposeful. Therefore, in Mamrim, it's Mufka from Kibbud. There's nothing to talk about. Gzeil Aveda, there's still a mitzvah of Kibbud. Is it Doche? Is it not Doche? If it would have been a lava, it would be Doche. But if it's a lava, I say it's not Doche. That's what he's Miyashiv to Rambam.
Does this also come on to his father be a Rasha? If he's telling
him about no, you could have said a different Shita, which the Rambam is definitely not saying. You could have said that if your father tells you to do an Aveira on purpose, then he's a Rasha. So then maybe your Patim Yechavid, your father, is a Rasha. That is not what has been brought up by the Rambam or the Rishonim until now. Why haven't they brought that up? Either because they don't think Dibur makes you a Rasha, or they don't think doing something once makes you a Rasha, or because, no, if the father wants you to do something for a good reason, that's not a Russia to think that his needs are important. That's up to you whether to listen or not. But it's not Rishus for him to think that, if for him to think the Kibbut Aveim is Docha Shabbos, that's not Rishus, that's a Havamina. So you have to say one of these three things. Either a Havamina that's a reasonable Havamina is not Rishus, or Dibur doesn't make you a Rasha, or Pam Echa doesn't make you a Rasha, or, fourth, like the Rambam, that you have to be a Chabad of Rasha. So, if you have one of those, four Pshatim is why the Rambam doesn't bring that up. We'll see, the Meiri will bring it up in the next Makor sheet.
Wait,
The Rambam, Maimonides. Against everyone else. Against the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara in Ezeu Neshech and Hagoza. What does this Chakira have to do with, right? It's a nice Chakira. Might have Nachmina Lemaisa, real Lemaisa Nachmina. What if, I don't know, your father told you, you have to come up with a good example. It's always hard to find really good examples of a Seidoch Losasa somehow. They all get very complicated, but what's a good Losasa? What if your father told you Shabbos is not going to work out so well? All right, that's come up with a good example. But if your father told you do something and coincidentally involve violating regular losase, according to the Minchas Chinuch and the Drisha, Taki, you could listen to him and violate the losase. Because whatever, this is real kibbutz, he wasn't going against Hashem. It just works out that you need to do a lot. But according to the Rove Poskim, they would say, no, it's a gzeres hakasav, that it's not doche. Now, what does that have to do with our sugya? What did the Rav say? The Rav said, what's the difference between our case and all the other cases? All the other cases were discussing whether it's doche or not doche. So it's saying something's doche, something's not doche. So if something's doche, you make a kibbutz av that it's always, everything's doche. So a binyan av, that it's always doche. If you make a kibbutz av, not doche, you make a kibbutz av, it's always not doche. But the Rav says, what's going on here? Here, no. The Rav says, like the second sign of the Hakira. The Rav said, here, the Pasuk says that it would be doche, not, but it's not doche. That it would be doche, but there's no mitzvah of kibud, right, in such a case. What's the diuk? If the Torah had said it's not doche, we would make a binyan av. But the Torah didn't say it's not doche. The Torah said it's chidu. It would be doche, but in this case where he told you shchot and bashel on Shabbos, there's no kibud in the first place. So now we understand we're going to die the opposite. What's the Torah saying? The Torah is not saying it's not doche Shabbos. The Torah is saying it is doche Shabbos, except that we're mevatel his kibud. There's no assay of kibud if he tries to go against Hashem. But already the Pasuk Medayik, what's the Pasuk on Yashem? The Pasuk Medayik, the Diyuk is already in the Pasuk, right? The Diyuk is, Ani Hashem, Kulcha Mechvodi. The Torah doesn't just say it's not Docha Shabbos. The Torah says, it is Docha Shabbos, but Ani Hashem, and he has no right to ask for this kibud. Oh, but the Pasuk already internally implied that it would be Docha Shabbos. It would be Docha Shabbos if it was a real proper kibud. But this is an improper kibud. A proper request would be Docha Shabbos. But since this is an improper request, it's not Docha Shabbos. Since the Pasuk within itself already has this idea that it really could be Docha, except for the fact that this is not called kibud av. So then the Pasuk itself already tells us to be bendaik the opposite. The Pasuk is a very complex Pasuk. It says, Ani Hashem, kulchem yom mechvodi. Meaning, only because of a special reason, kulchem yom mechvodi, don't listen to him. But the stam, you would have listened to him. So the pasuk itself already implied that stam it would be doche, if not for the special circumstance of kulchan b'chvodi. And the pasuk itself already hints, like the Minchas Chinuch and the Drisha, in other cases it might be doche. In other cases it might be doche, just not in this case. Since the pasuk already implies that, therefore, of course, the pasuk is really telling you that kibud av aim is doche Shabbos, if it would be a real kibud av aim. And that's why we extrapolate to Kol Torah Kula. It's not the deal of Kol Torah Kula, the opposite. Therefore, we see that a real
adult mitzvah saseh is docheh lo sasa sheyesh bo kares. Because the pasuk already hints that if it would have been a proper kibbutz, it would be docheh lo sasa sheyesh bo kares. And that's why we make the special diuk. The Rav, if you stop here, there's a brilliant shot of the sugya. And it's really, like, that's what you're tempted to think at first, always in the sugya. You read the sugya, you say, right? When I read the sugya the first time, before I looked at Tosfos, before I looked at Rishon, what did I say? And I only read the first line, I said, ah, how come over here they're saying, but in kultur kul is the opposite? Because it's only because of a special kultur b'yom mechvodi that you don't mechabit your father. But normally it would have been dofe if not for the special circumcision of kultur b'yom mechvodi. So I thought that was a nice pshat. The only place where the Rav gets into a lot of trouble in this pshat, and l'chor, why didn't Rishon say this pshat? Because they didn't want to get into trouble in the next line of the sugya. What happened to the next line of the sugya? This is the weak part of the Rav. The weak part of the Rav is, what about the next part is Lav de Mechamer?
Reverses.
Why do we revert? Why in Lav de Mechamer do we start saying, oh, and it's also not Doche anywhere else. Why not in Lav de Mechamer? Oh, here, because he's telling you to go against Hashem, so it's not covered, but it would have been Doche. So the Rav has to be very nidchat to say, the Docha Gadol, the Rav has to say that no. Now, the Gemara thinks like side A of the Chakira, right, this is side B of the Chakira, that it's not Docha even if the Chilul Shabbos is coincidence. He said that first the Gemara thought Shkotli Bashali, the father wanted you to be Chilul Shabbos, and that it was only to the special Kulchayim Mechvodi. Now the Gemara says, no, Mechamer Behemto, now the Gemara changed their mind and says, no, we think that even if it's just coincidence you end up having to be Mechamer Behemto, it's not Docha. Because it's just teach you it's not Docha. They switch to a different side of the Chakira between the line of Shkotli Bashali and the line of Mechamer. And therefore, we make a binyan of not being doche. That's a little doche. Why would the Gemara switch sides of the Chakira in the middle of the Shaka Vataria, and the Rav didn't adequately justify that? Which means that, I don't know if you can really believe this pshat, but because the Gemara has to switch Chakiras in between. Had my love the Amrli Shchotli Bashali. That's good. That sounds like side B of the Chakira. Right? Only because he said Shchotli Bashali. He said Bimachal Shabbos. And then they say, no, Lav de Mechamer all of a sudden means, no, the other side of the Chakira just means not Docha. Why did they switch sides of the Chakira? Why not just stay on the same side of the Chakira and everything will work out? Why switch sides of the Chakira and have a kasha on yourself? That I can't really justify. And the Rav was comfortable with it. I don't know if I'm comfortable with it, so I don't know if I can really keep this pshat. Sorry again if I can really keep this pshat.
I don't see it as such a big
dochek. You don't see it as such a big dochek, okay? Okay, but all of a sudden we're switch sides of Chakira in between when it says Lav de Mechamer, and what's difficult is that it's switching sides of Chakira and then creating a kasha on itself. Why not stay on the same side of Chakira and not create a kasha on yourself? Right? Just stay on the same side of Chakira and say, oh, it's not Docha Lav here because he told you and it's not even covered, but normally it would be Docha Lav and Shalom Yisrael. It's very strange where it's switch sides of Chakira to make things more difficult all of a sudden. I don't know, Zeb?
Well, I was going to say, I never fully understood why the Rav had to go into all the lumbus in terms of why not just stop the first line and say that Kulchem Chayavim Bechod, he's teaching you, like you said, a time of the cross, so to speak, that this is a unique halacha, regardless of whether or not the lumbus is that it's Lo Nemra, or that it's just not Doche. And then you can say that the Gemara in Hamina thought that because the Torah specifically formulates it in that way, we say it's dafka, kibura, pa, everything else is different.
And then they're also switching and saying...
No, but I mean, isn't that an easier switch just to say that...
No, why is it an easier switch?
You thought that this was a...
Why would you switch for no reason? But it's still, why would they wear a switch? I hear your taina. You would have to justify your taina by the psukim, though. What you would have to say is that there's a specific place in the psukim that teaches us, kul chayim bechvodi, over and above teaching us that it's not docha. But I can believe that. But I don't think it helps. Still why the Gemara switch.
According to the Ramban, this isn't a kasha.
Because the Ramban said it was a matter of two examples with one example. Lav Mechamer is the only example that I say not being Docha Losase. So that's beautiful.
Okay, so the Rav, we're going to have to leave a little bit. Okay, usually I don't bring down all the Ravs that just to leave them Tzarech Iyun. You know, I'll bring down things that I can feel comfortable with. But this was, you know, bringing up an important question about the nature of the whole din we started with in the first place. So that's why I thought it was worth bringing up. Zev does have a good ha'ara on that, that maybe you could say the Rav without all the lundas. But I'll leave that for now. Okay, the Gemara then answers, and here's the controversial line. Elm shum de'ifel lemechor malahanach shekein hechsher mitzvah. It says, no, in the end you can't learn from it hechsher mitzvah. And what's the fundamental machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos? What's the fundamental machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos? Right. What is hechsher mitzvah? And everyone know the rule of Ella, right? That what does it mean when the Gemara says Ella? What does it mean when the Gemara introduces the answer with Ella? Why not just say Mishum de'ikul mishra pa'alahash tkin hechsher mitzvah? What does Ella mean? Ella means we always go back on what we said until now. Right? We go back to the previous phase in the discussion. What's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos? Do we go back one step or two steps, right? What's the last thing we said? Shani lavi de Shabbos de Chamiri. Okay, we have to go back on that angle of Shani lavi de Shabbos de Chamiri. But do we also go back on the angle of lav de Mechamer or not, right? That there's no rule for in the Shatik Rishon. Does an Ella go back one step or does an Ella go back two steps? For sure, Ella goes back on the previous line. Because that's Ella, it can't be that we're still agreeing with the last line, with the last Havamina we had. But are we going back one step or two steps? We're for sure going back to before Bechi Tema Shani Lav de Shemekhmi. No, Ella, don't tame on that. But are we also going back on Lav de Machamer or not? That's Machlokesin Rashi and Tosos. Who do all the other Rishonim in the world agree with? At least those who discuss explicitly agree with Tosos.
I think this is Rashi says that according to Rabbeinu Hanan, you just take off the Ella and you just read it straight.
The. According to Rabbeinu Hananel, I think you should be more satisfied with just saying the Ella is going on Shani Lavi to Shabbos to Chamiri, personally. But you know, so why isn't he comfortable with what I'm comfortable with? Maybe it's not the. Okay, maybe it's someone else. All right. Anyway, let's just introduce the two main deos. What is hechsher mitzvah mean? So, Rashi says that we're retracting Ella, right? We're retracting Lav de Mechaber. So, really, what does the pasuk mean? Really, the pasuk means, Rashi says, we go back to Shkot Li, Bashel Li, and the diuk is that in Kol HaTarakula Asei Doche Lo Sasa Sheyesh Bo Karis. So why do you need a leha? So what's Rashi's answer? What's Rashi's answer? Because Kibreve is a hechsher mitzvah. What does he mean by that? Exactly. The answer is Kol Darkula Asei Dehechsher Mitzvah Dohulo Sasa Shishbo Kurish. For Rashi, Hechsher Mitzvah is a Chomer Rekula, is a makes it a bigger Asei or a smaller Asei? Bigger, right? Hechsher Mitzvah means absolutely necessary, no way out. Right? Asei Dehechsher Mitzvah, but I say the Yibum is not Hechsher Mitzvah because you can do Chalitza. So it should not be Docha. So it should not be Docha. And we're left stuck with no answer to why we need Oleha. That's Rashi. Rashi says, Einachanam, we can be Dayek from Kibirba Ein, that Nasei the Hechsher Mitzvah means. An absolutely necessary assay. Hechsher mitzvah means absolutely necessary. A necessary assay is go for the lav shishbo karis. But since yibum is not a necessary assay, because you have the option of chalitza, it's a mitzvah, but it's not absolutely necessary, because the Torah made it optional. Therefore, it's not docha, and therefore you don't need aleha, and we're left with kushya. And that's what he explains the next line in the Gemara also. Elosach the lechem tais tasim bini beis hamikdash tani yochli bini beis hamikdash docha shabbos tamal mashup sozai tishmor mikdash yiti roku chayim bechavodi my lav bonim besoser time to chasher one shul sozai tishmor halav hachi dachi lo the yola lo lav the mechamer afilu hachi lo dachi yola the time lo dachi save dochlo sasa ligmer hachi lo dachi the chite mashani lav shabbos the chamir gal tani bi amal kari roku park the tanya yochlo amal lo avbi tamay shalom lo atachi yochlo ishlo tamal lo ishlo bonim yiti roku chuli. Right, the same exact shakwataria. Elam shandikal mechma alahanashkin echshur mitzvah. Nah, you'd say bini beis hamikdash is different because it's echshur mitzvah. What does that mean? You have to build a beis hamikdash. No other option. Like, you can't, like, have a different kind of way of worshiping Hashem other than a beis hamikdash. The only option is building a beis hamikdash. Likewise, if your father wants a goose liver, the only option is bringing him food. There is no option. Yibo, the Torah gave you the option. If you want to do the mitzvah, do the mitzvah. If you don't want to do the mitzvah, you have something called chalitza, you have a way out. When the Torah gives you an option out of the mitzvah, then that's not done. It's very logical. Right? And I say that there's no way out of that. Dovel osasi is a curse. You have no choice. When I say we have a choice, it's not dovel osasi is a curse. Just take the other option and do chalitza. And therefore, we're stuck and we don't have a need for aleha. That's the way Rashi reads the Gemara. How to toast and everyone else read the Gemara? Right? What do we usually think of when we say Heksher Mitzvah? Right? What is the... Right? Does the Gemara use the phrase Heksher Mitzvah a lot of places in the in Shas? What's the phrase the Gemara usually uses? Machshire Mitzvah, right? The Gemara talks about Machshire Mitzvah, right? So what does mach, but it sounds the same, right? What does machshire mitzvah mean, right? Tosa says, no, I don't know what the phrase hechshire, I can't prove to you what hechshire mitzvah means, but I can prove to you what machshire, what does machshire mitzvah mean? Preparatory stages. So Tosa says, no, hechshire mitzvah, and really it's Rebbeinu Chananel. Before Tosos, right, the old court Rebbeinu Chananel, King Pierce Rebbeinu Chananel, the Rach and Tosos and all the other Rishonim say, hechshire mitzvah means the same as machshire mitzvah, not so crazy, same root word. Right, so we have Rabbi Nochanano and Tosfos and Shari Shonen says, Rashi says it means necessary. The other Rishonim say it means preparatory. And based on the Pshat of the Rach and the other Rishonim, in modern day yeshivish usage, Hechsher Mitzvah means a preparatory stage. Because we all believed the Rach and Tosfos and the other Rishonim against Rashi, that Hechsher Mitzvah means the same as Nachshir Mitzvah. A reasonable belief. I don't mean to say that as if we shouldn't have. They have a good pshat. Right, and what's their pshat? That we're not going to get Chot L'Bashli, right? It's still Lav D'Mechamer, right? It's still Lav D'Mechamer. And from Lav D'Mechamer, we don't make a deal. We made an opinion of that Asay. That, what's the binyan av? Bechol atorah kula asei eino doche lo sase. So what is the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers that bechol atorah kula asei eino doche lo sase. I don't know. Bechol atorah kula hechsher asei eino doche lo sase. What are you doing? You're not honoring your father. You're preparing to honor your father by doing the mechaber. What's the mechaber? The father wants, I don't know, some very heavy food. Right? Your father wants some very heavy food. It's too heavy for you to carry, so you get your animal to carry it on Shabbos. Or you just don't want him to follow Shabbos, so you get your animal to carry it on Shabbos. So he says, that's not honoring your father. That's preparing to honor your father. Same for the Beis HaMikdash. Right? You get the animals to move the stones. That's not building a Beis HaMikdash. That's preparing to build the Beis HaMikdash, right? The animals are knocking. You're not going to snap your fingers and the animals will give you a building. No, the animals are carrying stones and the animals are carrying food. That's preparing to serve your father. So all this proves that Hechshra Asei Nedocha Lo Sase. Is that reasonable? Does that fit Kol Tor Kula? That a preparing for an Asei is Nedocha Lo Sase? Yeah, what are we saying Kol Tor Kula? That Asei is only Nedocha Lo Sase if it's benefits. So at the same time, your mom is finishing the essay. But if you're not finishing the essay yet, if you're not going to finish the essay until later, then it's not dovel osase. Hechsher, the Karanar says this is the mucker. Hechsher essay is not dovel osase. But once it's talking about the mechamer, then of course there's no
havamina that yibum is doche arayos, because, right, it's a losase sheyesh bo kares.
Right, so both of them have to end up saying that taka we don't need aleha, and we leave it as a kushya. We don't need aleha. Why? Tosu we don't need aleha, because this pasuk was never talking about a seder as kares. There's no havamina doche seder as kares. That's not what the pasuk was talking about. Pasuk was talking about chamer, and if you want to know why, we don't learn here that asay is never doche, it's because the hechsher asay is not doche. And Rashi says, Taken is Torah Shkot Libashali. Taken, you can learn that asay doche losas yesh bo kares, but only an absolutely necessary asay. But Yivam is the one asay that's not doche losas yesh bo kares, because Yivam is an asay where the Torah explicitly says that it's optional. Okay, that's the two ways of reading the Gemara. Let's just finish up the Gemara, according to Tosos at least. Hechsher mitzvah tabling hasam. According to Tosos, what do we learn from this pasuk that a hechsher asay is not doche losase? Ah, why do we need it twice? We learned a hechsher asay and doche losase from Kibbut Av. Why do we need another pasuk that a hechsher asay is not doche losase from Bini Beis Hamikdash? And economic, really, you don't need them both. This is just more just for a lovely and by the Tanya. Really, you don't need them both. Really, only the pasuk of Kibbut Av. It ain't teaching you that hechsher asay is not doche losase. The pasuk of Bini Beis Hamikdash teaches you something else. What else? We'll see that you're not misyari from the Mikdash, but from Hashem. Oh, yeah, we'll come back to that. Mirz Hashem in a later shir, not even in the next shir. So that's Machlokes Rashi Vitosos. Okay, it's getting a little late now. But, okay, we'll have to discuss the Machlokes Rashi Vitosos more on Monday, which means we won't finish the whole next Makorah sheet on Monday. But at least number one on that, we'll finish on Monday. What I want to just discuss on Monday is to do the best we can I already wrote on the sheet. A, which shot's weaker, which shot's stronger here? Anyone? Who's in trouble here? Which shot is in more trouble here? Rashi. Tosa has a list of kashas on Rashi. Tosa has a whole laundry list of kashas on Rashi. We'll try to answer the kashas on Rashi the best we can. But it's important to see the laundry list of kashas and Rashi and how hard it is to answer them. The most interesting question will be, why in the world would Rashi not say like Tosfos? Not like such a crazy pshat, right? So fine, Rashi didn't have Tosfos, obviously. Rashi didn't even have Ravina Fanano. Maybe theoretically could have, but he didn't. He lived too far away. But like, is it so crazy to think that Hechsher mitzvah means Bashiri mitzvah? Right? It's not like someone had to come up with a new nevuah, had to come down to the world and be megala that you can say that hechsher mitzvah means bashiri mitzvah. It's the same root word. It's not such a crazy shot. So I think that we'll try to come up with a theory as to, hopefully by Monday, you'll all have a theory, maybe even the same theory as me, as to why Rashi didn't like Tosa's shot. And use that to explore some of the issues in Kibbut Av'ein that are on the next Makorah sheet. Actually, since we didn't get to what I thought we would get to, I will ask everyone to do me a little bit of a favor and add to the Makorah sheet. At the Makorah sheet, the Keren Ora Dibra Masal Shekain Hechsher Mitzvah. So we'll just add on the bottom of your Makorah sheet, Keren Ora Dibra Masal Shekain Hechsher Mitzvah, if you remember, and everyone could please take a copy. So we'll pick up next time, Mir Toshem. Today we got through a lot of the technicalities in one small Hakira. Next time, we'll go through, maybe we'll try to go through briefly some of the questions on Rashi and how to defend Rashi, and discuss some of the lundus as to why he said his pshat.